Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The St. Louis Renaissance Fair opens this weekend, May 18th and 19th, with jousting, shows, music, and more. Visit RenSTL.org.
I just want to hear a little bit of that music. It's such a great song. You know what that means? It's time for Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez, which means you have questions about cell phones, flat-screen TVs, computers, any of that stuff. This would be your time to call, but I'd call right now. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And Jose is brought to you, as he has been for years. And don't think we don't appreciate it, but the fine folks at Oreck. That's right, the vacuum cleaner name. But there's a lot of other great stuff in those stores, and there are seven of the Oreck Home Care Centers. They're locally owned and operated. We'd appreciate it if you tell them when you go in, your AM and the PM. Call us now. Light them up. Your questions, first come, first serve for Jose Hernandez. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Listen to that crowd. They love you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm in a really good mood today, and I'm not really normally in a good mood, so it scares me a little bit. I had a good weekend, Mother's Day. You know, I gave my wife for Mother's Day freedom. I left the house.
I went to the casino. Best gift ever.
Sometimes that's what women want. Yeah. Just leave them alone. That's their Mother's Day gift. Is your mom alive?
No.
When did she pass away?
A couple years ago.
Really? That recently?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
That's okay.
So who do you say Happy Mother's Day to?
Nobody.
You know, I was in a store, and they were saying to every woman, Happy Mother's Day. To not everybody is a mother. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right.
But I think the odds are that if it's a woman over 28, she probably is. Wouldn't you think that most women are moms by 30 or so?
I would think so.
I think so. I think if you play the odds, you're probably safe. What do you have? Anybody have anything to add before Jose to throw in?
I don't think. No.
I'm trying to think. I have nothing. I did use Netflix for the first. I'm on the trial, the 30-day trial, because a peon told me about a documentary called The Life of Riley. And mm-hmm. It's Charles Nelson Riley on stage, and they decided to film it and make a documentary out of it. And it sounds like something most people go, well, who'd want to watch that? It's really, really interesting. And I've been watching on my iPad, so I finally got caught up to the whole Netflix thing. Actually, I watched that on YouTube, but I did watch another thing on Netflix. What do you have, Jose?
Microsoft has confirmed that Windows Blue, what we all know as Windows 8, will be updating later this year to Windows 8.1.
About time.
Seems nobody liked the fact that there wasn't a start button, so Windows has decided they're going to add a start button back. Apparently, it was too much of a change for everybody.
But you know what? You get familiar with a screen.
Oh, my goodness.
And then if it changes, like when they'll say, we've updated Yahoo Mail. No! Don't update it! I know where everything is.
Right. Oh, how long is that Windows format? 95? Or
95 is when the original format of a start button.
It's a long time to get used
came
to
into life.
No, update it, but keep things the same.
Yeah, I don't like that when they change it.
YouTube is rolling out paid subscription channels. There's about 53 of them currently, and for $99 a month, you can watch the content on them.
That's expensive.
$99
a
month?
That's ridiculous.
99 cents.
That's
$1.
You said dollars.
Yeah, you did say dollars.
There was a dollar sign on the way. My apologies.
Wow.
Let's lower that price quickly.
Yeah.
Sesame Street's channel is going to be a subscription. The United UFC is going to be a subscription channel. They're trying to kind of test in the water as another revenue stream for making money because apparently Google doesn't make enough money.
Well, it's all going to be based on what kind of programming they offer.
I mean, right.
If it's really great stuff, you can't get anywhere else. Otherwise, yeah, who needs another monthly fee?
Especially if it's been free for so long.
Yeah. Let's see.
Amazon is launching its own currency called Amazon Coins.
Wow.
You can get a 10% discount for Amazon Coins for purchasing apps or games or things for your Kindle. If you purchase 5,000 coins for $45...
Are they actual coins or are they...
Virtual coins.
They're virtual coins.
Okay.
It's a virtual coin. It's like buying a gift certificate or a gift card for somebody.
Why not just call it points?
Right.
Why not call it coins?
Well, I guess coins is the latest and greatest nomenclature. And finally, Frank, did you get your Facebook phone when they came out?
What?
Facebook. Facebook phone arrived mid-April. From AT&T.
I don't even know what that is.
It is a phone.
Didn't go right. That's why you don't know what it is, because it didn't go over that well.
Apparently not.
Facebook indeed launched their brand handset. However, the sales.
And there's always a however.
That's right.
The sales were so low that AT&T canceled the sale of those phones in right around a month.
Yeah, I think it started out $99 and now you can get it for 99 cents.
Yeah, it's not even available.
Right. Oh, really? They stopped?
No,
total.
They just quit making them. They said, nah, we've had enough.
There are two lines open, and I will not give the numbers again. So if you want in here, you can sneak in still. We're going to start taking calls right now. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with David. Hello, David. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Good, David. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I got a HP computer with two external speakers. Hooked up to the internet through AT&T UVerse, and I'm always getting like faint. It almost sounds like a radio station or a television station through the speakers, even when I'm not playing anything else, and the system, not running anything else. And I'm just wondering, is that something just incorrectly hooked up, or is there something feeding back through the internet connection, or any ideas?
Well, at first I'd try disconnecting the internet connection and see if it continues to do that. It sounds like you're getting feedback from something else in your house. You got a radio or a television sitting nearby?
I mean, yeah, there's the TV and the entertainment center is right on the other side of the wall, but even when it's turned off, I'm still getting this feedback.
Yeah, the next thing I'd do would be disconnect the Ethernet cable and see if you still get it.
Okay. All right, I'll get that right.
David, thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Ed's here. Ed, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Ed?
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am in the PM.
Thank you, Ed.
Hallelujah! Hey, I've got an old Nokia phone, the old candy style. You know, it's just a plain, simple phone. They're tough old phones.
Yes.
I can't find any replacements. I've even had one I dropped in a sump pump hole. I dried it out. Still worked. I had one that got run over. I took two of them and made one. And I've got three batteries. The batteries last forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the model number. Is there anywhere, any place I can get these old-style phones?
First place I would look would probably be eBay.
Okay. I've got on, like, swap shops off radio stations. And
Have you tried eBay yet?
I have not.
I got to tell you something. There's almost nothing you can't find on eBay. I'll be stunned if you don't find it there.
Well, I'll give that a try, and that was a quick answer, and I appreciate it.
All right, Ed, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, quick, the short story. Old carousel slide projector, GAF, not Kodak. Mine crapped out on me, and all my slides are in those carousels. You can't play them on a Kodak. You'd have to literally take every – I've got 2,000 slides. I go on eBay. I've only used eBay three times in my whole life. I type in GAF. Boom! Up comes three pages of these projectors. I bought one, it shipped to the house, like brand new. Thing had been made for 50, 60 years, like brand new. eBay. It's there, whatever you're looking for. Janet, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Janet.
I am in the PM.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you.
I had my Gmail account compromised from some idiot that lives in the Philippines. Which meant that I lost every single email, every single folder, every single file, everything. And for one, I don't have Frank's email address anymore that I can send him any more jokes.
Well, I'll give it to you right now. It's frankopinion@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay.
That's easy.
Well, I did send it to one that was showing on the web page, and it came back that it wasn't the right one.
Try that, because there have been over the years different ones, Frank at something else, but frankopinion@yahoo.com, I know will work.
Okay. And I can't get my, I have a new Gmail account now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get my FBC Global account on my iPhone anymore. I can't get my Gmail account set up on my iPhone anymore. I mean, I am like going crazy.
Yeah, it's aggravating.
Where did you, Janet, where did you purchase your iPhone from?
The AT&T store.
Okay, I would stop back by and visit the AT&T store and have them help you reinstall those POP3 accounts on your iPhone.
Okay. Well, I called AT&T when it, well, I called the Apple people and I talked to them for 2 hours.
Right.
And then they told me everything had been wiped out. And then I called Gmail again and I talked to them for 2 hours. And the guy basically told me I was an idiot. And he set me up a Gmail account with my whole name. And I said, I don't want my whole name out there. And he said, oh, I already have it set up.
Well, then redo it. I mean, what a jerk.
Well, no, apparently they don't do redo it because they are gods, and when they set it up wrong, it's how it stays. So I called them the next day, and I said, I don't want this out there. And he said, well, then just set up another account. That's what I've done. But everything I had, my Barnes & Noble gift card, everything was set up to my Gmail account. I can't play trivia anymore. I mean, I am going nuts.
Wow, you sound like you're ready for a mental institution. It is aggravating. It really is.
And I don't know how to fix any of it. And I'm, you know, I know I'm computer illiterate, but, you know, it just drives me crazy.
Well, things like your Barnes & Noble stuff, you can go to their store, and they've got technicians in the store that can help you with that.
Okay, well, I know the one out at Fairview had helped me set it up in the first place, so I'll just go out and talk to him again, but I mean, it is so frustrating. I wish these idiots that mess with these accounts go to and burn in hell.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, Janet's not happy.
No.
Idiot. Man.
Please let me know if we ever make you unhappy.
Well, no, you guys, I love you.
Well, we love you more. Well.
I will get on that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, it would be nice if you lose a phone or you get hacked, if there was this magic sort of reset button where everything you had with the other phone is already accepted and it recognizes this phone. But no, it's like when your credit cards get stolen. You got to call each place. You got to cancel this. It's a process, and there's no shortcut to it. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, an AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you, Mark?
I got a question for you. I just got a Galaxy S3 from Sprint because I was part of this whole U.S. cellular fiasco.
Okay.
And what I'd like to find out is, it says 3G on it, but do they have 4G in this area? I mean, if he does the phone switch over to 4G automatically, or my phone?
I don't know if Sprint does or doesn't, so I can't answer that. If your phone is 4G capable, if it finds a 4G tower, it will switch automatically.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will advise U.S. Cellular customers to maybe look other than Sprint as well, because my internet service was very much better. Well, just much better when I had them versus Sprint. I also have another story real quick on that whole email thing. I had a Yahoo email address from back when FBC Global existed.
Right.
And I talked to AT&T and I talked to Yahoo. I cannot change my password, and neither company can tell me who has the email. It's just like out there in limbo land. Nobody can tell me anything. So
go stand in the corner with Janet.
Yeah.
Go exactly. Jump off a bridge with Janet.
It's really frustrating when you have to do something like that. They can't help you, and nobody wants to help you. So,
yeah, and unfortunately, thank you, Mark. And unfortunately, we're not all Jose Hernandez's who know the shortcut. This should be Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Hello, gang.
Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I have a really some questions. I was afraid to ask.
Now, you know what? Now, don't say, Jim, don't say that. There are no dumb questions here. What's your question?
Well, this is a password question. I just recently got a new computer and just installed Windows 7. All right, first that I've used it. All right. They make you do all these characters and this and that with passwords these days because I have to have a password, the desktop password, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there an issue that you know that these are, like, changing for some reason? Because I know I did not forget the password, but it's not working. And then the other two-part question, how do I reset that?
What a dumb question.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
So stupid.
Like we are.
I don't think they change because when you entered it the first time, you had to enter it twice.
Well, yeah. And
to make sure it matched.
I used it for like 2-3 weeks, and then one day it's like, boom. What in the world happened to this? I cannot get into it. I've tried every configuration. It's my anniversary date, so it's not anything really outrageous. And it just, I don't know what happened. And I don't know how to reset it.
Next time you boot the computer up, before the Windows logo appears, press F8 a few times.
F8,
that'll put it in safe mode, and it should then give you your account and the administrator account.
Okay.
If you entered a password for the administrator account, you might have a problem, but usually it's just blank. You just hit the administrator account and it'll log in.
Okay.
And once you're logged in as administrator, then you can go and change the account password for your other account.
Easy enough.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck.
Hey, before the next call, I just thought of something that really aggravates me. I've never mentioned this before, and everybody's had this. What is that, Jose, when that thing comes up, you're trying to change a password or establish something, and it shows you these 6 or 7 goofy letters and numbers, and sometimes you can't tell what they
are. CAPTCHA,
I
know.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's called CAPTCHA.
And you go, is that a T or a lowercase f? What the heck is it? You can't even read it.
It's designed to make sure that you're a human entering the information, because automatic scanners and readers can't figure it out.
Well, no kidding.
Because humans have a hard enough time.
I'm not kidding. Half the time, there's one letter in there.
Sometimes you can click on something and it'll read it to you, audio.
Oh, it will?
Sometimes it'll be audio, or sometimes you can get a new set of letters.
Right, sometimes they'll say, if you can't read these, click here, and they give you 4 or 5 more you can't read.
And I tried the audio thing, and it went F3.
What would be funny is if the audio thing said A27, I can't make this next one. Yeah. He can't read it either. Larry is up next. Larry, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Buenos dias, Señor Hernandez.
Well,
buenos dias.
One.
Wow.
This is something that actually has come up before. I caught the tail end of it, and it happened to me. I was on the computer, and it told me if I wanted to see something to click here. I went there, and then I got this thing that says I need to pay like $300 by picking up something at Walgreens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I heard you talking about this, this was a few weeks ago, but I didn't have anything to write with, and I'm not sure what you instructed the guy to do. This has come up before, and I've played with the computer. I'm not particularly computer literate, but I am AM and the PM.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was just wondering if I could get the from you the what I can try to do. I have tried to go into the F8 and the last good configuration business. And
right.
That worked once before, but it's not working now. Now I just get a blue screen with something that says check disk.
Right. The next thing I would do would be to see if you can get to the system restore. And basically, it if it's turned on, it does like every couple days or every day, it'll do a backup of your system files and your system state. And if you can get far enough back in time before this happened and restore to that point, it should remove it. It won't remove any of your user files, like any documents or Excel spreadsheets or music that you've put into it. It'll just reset the system.
Well, that's good.
If the system restore doesn't work, I would download an application called Malware Bytes. That's MalwareBytes.
That sounds like such a negative statement. This is Bytes.
.org.
And mal is bad.
Yeah.
Or evil.
This sucks.
No, Bytes. Yeah. Is that it?
I hope
that helps you, Larry.
Okay, I will try that.
All right.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And, appreciate. I'm a first-time listener and a long-time caller. And
that's a good one. I've never heard that before. That's a good one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
What in the heck happened?
We're out of time. I don't know, but Larry sure closed it out on a funny note. I'll tell you that. That's it. Until next week. Now, you say, I can't wait a week. I have a question for Jose. You can email him. His email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. A round of thank you applause, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. John Londoff asked me if I would take care of his business today. Now, here's the deal. He and I just can't seem to come to an agreement on a certain way to talk about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, meaning he likes, on a regular basis, throwing these, we got this many Malibus, this many Impalas, and this many Silverados, and here are the prices. So I'm going to just zip through those to make him happy. He's the client. Malibu, $17,900. Impalas, $18,900. Cruise LS, $13,900. Silverados, $15,900. Okay, done. All right, that's out of the way. And the reason that I don't think that's important, but I'm not a car dealer, he is I think you can get those vehicles for those prices other places. You can't get Johnny Londoff's people or him at other places. That's the difference. Now, I do think this is important. I have three pre-owned. I'm fine with the word used car. Used is an okay word for me. These are AM and the PM pre-owned specials, meaning because you listen to this show, you're going to get a jump on these vehicles before anybody else gets at them. So here we go. Now, and look, here's one thing about the folks at Londoff. They understand that to a lot of people, the pre-owned car is their new car. It should be every bit as exciting as buying a brand new car, because to a lot of people, this is new. You got a car 15 years old. Now you're getting one 3 years old. That's your new car. So here's what we have. We have a 2010 Nissan Rogue with 23,000 miles on it. So that, by the book, is a car that's almost 4 years old, because the 14s are coming out. A lot of them are already out. So 2010 is almost 4 years old. 20,000 miles is low mileage.
$14,987.
They have a 2011 Camaro 1LT with 23,000 miles. Now, you go, what do you think that car should sell for? What do you think, Peon? A 2011 Camaro 1LT with 23,000 miles.
Oh, 35,000.
You know, that's what a lot of people would say. $21,588.
Wow.
Now, how about this? We ought to get Jose in back here for this one. He's a Chevy Impala guy. This is a 1995, which means this car is almost 20 years old.
Wow.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? When you say 95,
I know.
Do you think of 20 years ago?
No.
I think of 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it's about 19 years old by model year. A 95 Chevy Impala SS, black. Wait till you hear the miles. An 18-and-a-half-year-old car, 58,000 miles.
Wow.
Wow. But Jose's on,
somebody
Jose's
took nice care of that car.
Jose's on 270.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that ought to sell for?
Wow.
With that low mileage like that. A black SS.
18,000.
You know, a lot of people would say that.
Yeah.
A lot of people would sell it for that. $12,988.
Wow.
They always need trade-ins. They'll give you top dollar for your vehicle. And in the words, and I think he owns, you know how that, who's that guy that owns, let's get rid of the Michael, what's his
Michael
name?
Michael Buffer.
Yeah. He owns, let's get rid of the Rumble. I think John Londoff owns, are you kidding me? I think if you say that, you have to pay him.
Yes, you do.
So if you're with people and somebody says, hey, you know that next week they're going to be introducing, are you kidding me?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, not you've got to be kidding me. You can say that. But if you say, are you kidding me, you have to pay him. I think there's a trademark or something on that. You know where John Londoff is? The dealership is at the intersection of 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exits. They have a website, Londoff.com. You can go there any hour of any day. You could call them, 314-837-1800. In the market for a car, you know you'd consider a Chevy. I don't know how many Chevy dealers there are in the St. Louis area. I'll bet easily 20. Forget those others. You can go there if you want to. In fact, it might be a good idea just to give you an idea of the difference in service and the way you're treated, because they are real big on how they treat people. That's the way every business ought to run, but unfortunately, many of them don't. It's going to be a great experience. That thing that so many of you hate to do, shopping for a car, is not going to be a thing you hate to do anymore. You've just never done it at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
And it's time to get a look at traffic now as we go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we were flying over Highway 170 in Del Mar. There is a new accident. Nobody's with it yet, and it's in the left lane. Traffic is jamming back pretty solid now, approaching Forest Park Parkway, and it's going to be back to 64 here shortly with the amount of traffic trying to ramp on. Southbound 170, I guess baseball traffic starting to come in already since it is an early game this evening. You are slowing from just a little bit south of Olive down through Highway 64. Eastbound 64 jams up at Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're slow at Park on northbound 55 to the Poplar. And then on westbound 70, you've got one little slow pocket right around St. Charles Rock Road. Then it stacks up solid approaching 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, Market Side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRB not included. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Congratulations to Veronica from North Carolina, Terry from Texas, and Angela from Detroit. They're just a few of our radio listeners who can now enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. To receive their free cruise, all they had to do was call Holiday Cruise Line during our recent radio free cruise promotion. And guess what? It's on again. You too are guaranteed a free cruise to the Bahamas. Please call in the next 5 minutes. Call 1-800-400-0861. We're promoting free cruises because once you try one of our cruises, we know you'll want to keep coming back. Your free cruise includes your cabin, meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, and a chance to win thousands in cash prizes. You're only responsible for a small port fee. Discover why Porthole Magazine named us Best Bahamas Getaway Cruise 3 years running. Be the next listener to enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. 1-800-400-0861. Act fast. 1-800-400-0861.
Feeling buried by all the piles of paper in your home or office? Maybe it's time you traded in the old filing cabinet for a new office assistant. Meet the Neat Digital Filing System, featuring the only scanner that actually thinks while it scans. With Neat, all your important documents can be easily scanned and then organized with a Neat software. So that shoebox full of receipts instantly becomes a manageable expense report. That stack of business cards can go directly into your computer's contact list. Virtually any piece of paper automatically becomes a searchable document that you can find with a simple keyword. Neat can be both powerful and portable, so staying organized is easier than ever. And now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. The Neat digital filing system has been featured on Oprah's list of favorite things, the CBS Morning Show, the Martha Stewart Show, just to name a few. Try it for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. That's 1-800-300-6741.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Extended through May. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens. Home of the coldest draft beer. Always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanImp.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
The St. Louis Renaissance Fair opens this weekend, May 18th and 19th, with jousting, shows, music, and more. Visit RenSTL.org.
This is Sam with the Dennis George Show. Tune in Sunday nights, 9 to 11, for the hot Hollywood gossip and more.
Wait, what's going on with Lindsay?
Well, you'll just have to tune in.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show on the big 550 KTRS.
That's one thing we don't have in music now is a lot of sha-na-la-la-la, ling-lang, ding-dang, lippity-dippity-dippity-dippity-dippity-dippity. We don't have that anymore. Probably a good thing. A little business out of the way, then we'll take a couple of phone calls, and before you know it, Bill Cleveland will be in here. The Good Feet stores are pain relief stores. It's a one-stop pain relief place for a lot of people. And the pain, many times, is not in the people's feet. Plantar fasciitis. I only know what that is because I had it. It's real painful. It's like here's the best way to describe it. You get out of bed, and that's when you discover it usually. You step out of bed, and you put your feet down, and you go to stand up. It's like you stepped right down on the blade of a knife, right up in your heel or something. Mm. Yeah. I don't have it now. And a lot of people that have it go into the Good Feet stores, and they don't have it anymore. And they didn't have to have surgery, and they're not on pain medication. Because the people at the Good Feet stores know what it is that causes it and how to alleviate the pain by just modifying the way you stand and you walk with a simple insert, arch support, whatever you want to call it. It's called the Good Feet System. And it's a system because it's more than just the off-the-rack, over-the-counter Dr. What's-His-Name's gel pads. And those are fine. They're fine. They feel good. I've had them in my shoes before. It's squishy. You ever had one of those gel pad things? Dr. Scholl's?
No, I've never tried one.
They're kind of nice. But they're mass-produced, off the rack. There's a difference. They're not going to solve the problems a lot of people have with pain in their neck and their knees and their hips and their backs. They'll soften your walk a little bit and maybe make the ground seem softer. But the good feet stores don't just have two or three or four or a rack. They have hundreds of inserts. Some of them so slightly different from others, you wouldn't really know there was a difference, but they know. And they've done lots of research and lots of studies. And they know that sometimes just a slight alteration in the way you stand and where you put pressure on your feet can eliminate pain you've been having for a long time. And if you ask anybody who went to the good feet stores and had that pain taken away, whew, they can't talk enough about how they were skeptical, because most people were. I was too. Because you think, really? You're going to put a thing in my shoe and then all of a sudden my neck's not going to hurt anymore? Don't knock it till you try it. And trying it doesn't cost you anything. So if you're in pain, and maybe it is coming from the way you stand and walk, pop into one of the good feet stores. You don't need an appointment. There are three in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive just west of 270 across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores. Off the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We say hello to John. How are you, John?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm fine.
John, everybody.
Hey, John.
What's up?
Well, when does Dr. Doug get in there again?
Dr. Doug is in every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll ask you guys. Okay. Yesterday, after watching some great golf on TV.
I wish I had seen that yesterday. Quadruple bogey for Sergio Garcia. You don't see that every day.
Yeah, and it's we needed some drama.
Yeah.
Anyway. Go out to grill. My question for you guys and Dr. Doug is, so I'm standing there, 5 feet away from me, climbs up this raccoon. He sees me. He knows I'm there.
Yeah.
But I have this birdhouse there, and he's trying to reach in there and grab what he can. So is it safe to go up and start petting a raccoon?
No.
Oh, my goodness, no.
No, I live in raccoon country, and when my kids were little, we had a raccoon that would come up, and we actually did feed it and pet it, and when I told some people we did it, they said, man, what a stupid thing to do. They're great carriers of rabies, and in a second, they get, look at their teeth sometimes.
Claws, too. Yeah, mean.
They could tear you apart.
Oh, they're mean.
They're cute, and this one, that
right.
It was
you
a little
like
one, and he'd sit in our laps, and we'd feed him, but boy, everybody
up,
said.
Rocky raccoon.
No, you don't want to do that.
And if you feed them and that, then they'll come and they'll start looking for food, and they'll start tearing stuff apart.
And they'll tell all their friends.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Hey, come over to this house.
All right, well, thanks for the help.
Well, we're practically veterinarians, as you can tell.
I'm sure after all this time with Doug,
It rubs off. John, thank you.
Hey, have a great day.
You too. Yeah, it's tempting. You know what's not tempting, though, is a squirrel, because they're so, and this is stupid to say, it's so squirrely.
Right.
There's a reason there's that expression, kind of squirrely. A squirrel, to me, is the goofiest animal in all of the woods. They're jerky, herky-jerky.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they so nervous about?
But I know.
There's no other animal that nervous.
And probably getting run over.
And you can put stuff out to feed them, and they'll show up, but what they can do is, and I had a friend of mine, they chewed a hole in the soffit, and that's aluminum. They chewed a hole in there, and they get in that soffit, and they can get in their attic.
No, we had them in our attic.
Oh, man, they're a mess.
Yeah. Oh, the scariest sound I've ever made in my life. I was living at home, and I went to take the trash out, and there was already a hole chewed out from either squirrels or raccoons, and I lifted the lid up. And a squirrel jumped out of that that can, I'd scream like a 2-year-old girl.
Christmas
scary.
Vacation.
And here's what's weird about squirrels. They're on the road. I'm in the woods. And I see them on the road. And these little jerky, nervous things, they'll stop. And then they'll move, and then they'll turn around. And then a lot of times, they'll actually turn around and run under the car.
Right.
And I kill them, run over them and squash them. Hey, you little jerky thing, if you're looking around all the time, why don't you look and see the car and then go away from the car?
I got little squirrel brains. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Bernice used to eat them. Squirrel brains. That was the best part.
That's what she said. Mike, how are you?
I'm just wonderful, Frank. How are you?
I'm wonderful, too. Thank you.
Good. I'm AM in the PM,
thank
buddy.
You. That's why you feel good.
I try to shed a little light on things. This is my own personal conjecture, but I'm in the business. I own a gun shop out in O'Fallon. Okay. And what it boils down to is 25% of all the production of ammunition products is being going to the government in one way, shape, or form.
Why does the government want 22 caliber bullets?
Ah, that's the thing. You take an old man who hadn't bought any bullets for a long time. He decides he's going to take the grandkids out and shoot 100 rounds. Mm-hmm. He starts shopping around and he realizes, oh, my God, there's been a shortage for months. Next thing you know, he goes to Rural King or Walmart and he sees bricks of 500 for $30. Mm-hmm. So instead of buying 100 rounds, he not only buys the 500, but oh, he's allowed three. So now he buys 1,500.
It
then the same old man goes home, hops on the internet, and tries to sell the 500 he bought for $85 on one of the websites.
I just can't imagine there are that many people doing that. There's something else going on here. I don't.
Frank, there's if you hop on, no use mentioning the website, but you can buy anything you want. There isn't any shortages. The merchandise is out there. I used to stock 800 pounds of gunpowder. I'm down to about 80 pounds of gunpowder, and I can't get it.
So all of a sudden people are loading their own?
No, people who have been loading their own realized the shortages were coming and stocked up and are still stocking up.
I think it's overreaction on the part of all these people. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
One quick thing.
Yeah.
You're adding an extra million shooters a month because of perceived fear of gun confiscation.
Well, you can credit, and you can use either word, you can credit or blame our president for the sale of more guns than you can even imagine over the course of the last couple of years. And you can,
yes,
depending on your political persuasion, you can say it's his fault or you can thank him for it. But whatever it was he was trying to do, he countered his own objective by causing more people to, but there are more guns now than we ever would have thought there would be at this point because of the fear that people had that they eventually wouldn't be able to buy them. I get that part. But the ammo thing, I'm still a little confused about. We got to run. But, Mike, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Frank. Have a good day, sir.
You too. Yeah. People that load their own ammo are people that shoot like 1,000 rounds a week or something. The average Joe doesn't, or Jane, doesn't load their own ammo. You know, people that shoot a lot. That still doesn't make sense to me. But, hey, the gas price thing has never made sense to us either.
No.
Have we ever figured that out?
No.
Of course not. And we never will. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors, and they would be happy to give you advice. The only thing you need is a telephone, because you have to call them and set up an appointment. They're not going to call you, and $25,000 or more. You can have it invested somewhere or several places. You can have it in a mattress. You can have it in the bank. As long as you have $25,000 or more to invest, they will be happy to talk to you. That meeting doesn't cost anything. There was Stiefel Nicholas. They've done this for a long time. I get, and it's been, they've been with us a lot of years on this show. And I get so many emails from people saying, I am so glad that I finally sat down with somebody that made sense, somebody I feel like I can trust with my money. Because look, they get it. This is your life savings. This is money the thought of not being smart with that money is frightening. And whoever it is you decide to listen to for advice, you better be comfortable with them. So you need that meeting to decide whether or not you're comfortable. And if you are, even if you had someone else as an advisor, if you like what these guys have to say better, you have every right to switch. Second opinion can't hurt. MarkandJason.com.
And it's time for a quick look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Traveling on westbound 64, it looks like we're running kind of heavy between 270 and Maryville Center. You're slow again west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, you had a slow pocket between 370 and a little bit west of Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 270 looks like it's slow at Olive. Again, 64 through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes. It is.
And plans have been put on hold for Jurassic Park 4.
No.
Yeah. I guess with the Rolling Stones on tour, it seemed a bit redundant.
Yeah, dinosaurs. Good one.
And a group of women were heard screaming as Prince Harry walked through the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Friday. They say that hasn't happened since Mitch McConnell's last haircut. Hey, and yesterday, of course, Mother's Day. Hope the moms had a great Mother's Day. It wasn't a great Mother's Day for everybody. Turns out after opening all her cards, the Octo Mom had to be hospitalized for exhaustion.
Oh, I bet she did.
Poor lady. And finally, always good to see this guy back in the news. O.J. Simpson was back in court today in Los Angeles.
Set him free!
Excuse me. Yeah. In Las Vegas.
Set him free.
Things went pretty well. Only two jurors were stabbed.
That is a good sign.
Did
you see
the
picture of him?
No.
Look online. Boy, he looks different. He looks a lot different.
Different after you've been bent over a few times.
Yeah.
In prison.
I get it.
I think that's it.
See, Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM Cab Company. And from sunny downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I think you take on a special glow when you become somebody's girlfriend in prison. Don't go away. One of probably my 10 favorite jokes in the world is coming up. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. Hearings will be held in the House starting Friday over allegations the IRS targeted conservative groups, including the Tea Party. ABC's Vic Ratner has a reaction.